You are listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Well, it's time for another round of the Washington State Pottery. And that's the nickname we've given the state's Liquor Control Board lottery for pot licenses. This edition of Pottery is for retail licenses. The question, how will it work? Brian Smith is Communications Director at the State Liquor Control Board. He joins me now. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Marcy. The pottery. I haven't heard that one yet.
Well, you can steal it from us.
Okay.
We give you permission. What is going to happen this week?
Today is the start of a process where we will be holding a double-blind lottery process to be able to select or create basically ranked ordered lists for people that have applied for the retail stores. The lottery itself will be done by Washington State University and overseen by the state lottery's audit firm, Kratt Snell, out of Seattle. And by Monday, I think, of next week, we will have a ranked order list for every jurisdiction or every community around the state where we held a lottery. So it's not just one. It's probably around 90 or so lotteries.
So you've got that list. Then what happens?
We'll identify or we'll notify our applicants as to where they stand on the list and then begin the licensing process for those that have met, you know, that are, say, number one. Let's say if there's 21 in Seattle, we'll start working on those first 21. And if someone through our licensing process investigations does not meet it, we'd move on to number 22.
So you're telling me that once they make the list, then you look into them to make sure that they qualify for the license?
That's correct. To be into, we had about 2,170 or so people that had applied for a retail license, and for them to be eligible to be into the lottery to begin with, we had to get some pre-qualification information from them. They had to prove that they're age 21, they actually had the right to real property or a location where they can start up their business, that they passed the initial criminal history check, et cetera. And so it's those people that had responded to that initial check that are going into the lottery.
I'm speaking with Brian Smith of the State Liquor Control Board. So how many licenses altogether?
334 retail stores statewide.
And how many people, now that you've done some weeding out, are actually vying for those licenses?
Well, what we found right off the bat, and kind of surprisingly, was that about 25% didn't respond at all to the initial request, and we followed up with hard copies and multiple emails and even phone calls in some cases. Many more of those people that did return those also were incomplete responses, and in some cases still not listing an actual location or et cetera. And so what that means is it knocked about 900 or 1,000 people
Wow.
off of the original list that will be that we'll be working through.
So you're going to have this list on Monday, then you'll start working through this list. How long do you imagine it's going to take?
Well, we've already prepared the lottery. We'll be turning that over to the auditor today, and it's really they that will be doing the work of the lottery. Washington State University will. When we get back, they'll give us the list. We can begin. It typically takes, you know, anywhere up to 60 days or so to do an entire licensing process from start to end. But we'll be ready to roll on these.
Are you going to be issuing licenses in communities that have enacted pot bans?
There's nothing in state law that would allow us to deny a license to someone who meets our criteria for that state license. So we will issue that state license. However, it's not a license to operate. And what our rules say is that you have to be in compliance with local regulations. And if there's a ban or a moratorium, they'd be out of compliance there.
So let me make sure I get this straight. You will issue them a license that they could be retail purveyors of marijuana, but they still have to get a business operating license from whatever municipality they want to operate in?
That's correct. And in some of these places, and marijuana, recreational marijuana, is different than most any other kind of market. It's a controlled market, and it's a checkerboard across the state as to how every community is addressing these. In some places, they have outright bans. Many communities have moratoriums because they're still figuring out what it means and where they want to be able to zone people to have these businesses in their community. It's really kind of hitting home for a lot of these communities, because now all of a sudden they're facing where they're going to have a potential marijuana retail store, and some of them want a little more time.
Brian, my colleague Ross Reynolds has a question for you.
Brian, I was seeing that the last time I saw it was expected that some of these stores might be opening in early July. Are you kind of sticking to that?
Yep.
Okay.
When I say opening stores, we'll be issuing those licenses by then, but I can tell you that when it comes to the retail stores, Really, it's just a matter of once they pass their final inspection at that point, it's a matter of just acquiring product and getting open.
Brian Smith, Communications Director at the Washington State Liquor Control Board, thanks so much for taking the time.
You're very welcome.
It's The Record from KUOW.